I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm really excited for this one. I have been saving this until you offered to make us steak for dinner. So...
in about 20 minutes from now, yeah.
We've had all the cheese. I'm ready for this one. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome to this episode of What's in Renee's Glass? Woo-hoo. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the official first What's in Renee's Glass after your WSET exam. And we are tasting a red wine.
A red wine.
That I was very excited. I want to do a first shout out to my friend Mick Nardelli. We've been friends for a really long time. He's a wonderful supporter. He and his wife Jackie, we adore them, and their daughter Tessa. And Mick is in wine club, but gifted me a bottle of this when I told him what we were doing. He's like, let me know what you guys think. So, okay. Mick, I hope you're listening to this one. So, Renee, here we go. Let's start out. I already gave you the big hint. This is a red wine.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And we
I thought it was a skin contact one.
Yeah, right? We opened this. It is 5:45. It's been opened about an hour, right?
About an hour, yeah.
I think the temp's right on it, right? Yeah. I had it. It's a nice, cool November day. Yes. So I think the temp's right on it. I think it's been open just
long
enough.
Sitting on my soapstone counters over there. Really,
I'm really excited. So let's talk about this. Let's take the WSET tasting and go with it.
Approach to tasting. Yeah. This is a red wine. This is beautiful. I would say pale to me. Can I read through it? I can read through it.
Can you read through that? How in God's name can you read through this? No, you can't.
Not if you go straight down, you can't. But if you put it to the side.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah. You put it to the side. Yeah. You can read our notes from our thing that we just did on tannin. So there you go.
Yeah.
I would say that this is a medium intensity, medium color, medium ruby. My lights are not good enough.
Ruby's a good color description of it. How intense ruby, do you think what do you think the intensity is of it, though?
I would say it's medium. I mean, I would say it's medium. I wouldn't say pale. It's not deep. I can see the stem.
I might go a little higher. I don't know how you can see the stem. I can't
really,
see
I can see
anything.
The stem. If you look straight down, you
are
can
you
see the stem.
Are you imagining the stem? Because
no. How much more? How much do I have versus how much do you have? Because that's also a different thing.
I see.
Well, you can't look down. Like you have to look down.
I don't know. I don't know.
You
what
have
you can see
look
there.
Down.
All right. So
okay. I mean, deep ruby.
Yep. Deep
is what you're saying. Deep ruby. Yeah. I would say. I mean, I'm still saying medium. I would still say it's medium. I mean, it does. The full color goes all the way up to the edge. So, but probably deep. Mm-hmm. So deep ruby. I thought it had a little bit of garnet on it, but it might be coming off of the wood on the table.
I think you should stick with that description.
But, okay.
I think that I am so far blown away by the exactness that you have gotten this. All right.
Yeah, garnet. So all right. So that is an indication of age.
Yeah. Let's talk typically. About some aromas.
Okay.
On this.
Oh, I got to take my glasses off.
You need to because there is a lot going on.
It was like chocolate. Was the cocoa was like the first thing that hit me.
I get everything.
I mean, it's got red fruit, be specific, but also dark fruit, vanilla.
You're definitely right on the red fruit.
Vanilla, almost like a, literally like a vanilla, like if you were going to bake with vanilla.
Definitely, but here's the thing I'm going to tell you. There is a distinctive, of all the wines that we've tasted in the past, whatever year, this has a very distinctive... So what does the vanilla tell you? What's it?
Vanilla, so it's oak.
Right. So this has a very distinctive aroma that comes from the oak that we haven't actually talked about. So let that marinate a little bit in your head because I think it's...
From the kind of wood or from...
I think on the...
Oak.
I think on the... That's a good question.
Because I think you were saying oak. You were saying oak is like wood.
Well, the oak is the... Well, because you definitely get
like
the vanilla from the
or something
oak.
Like
no,
that?
Yeah. No. You're definitely an oak. You're definitely
okay, definitely an oak.
You're definitely
okay.
Getting the vanilla from the oak, but there's a very distinctive aroma
I'm like,
you're getting
from that.
It
smells like when I make my grandmother's carrot cake and I put vanilla in the frosting.
Yeah. It's like, okay. There's something about that. So what else are you getting onto it? What kind of herbs or spices?
A little like herb de Provence, cannabidiola. Hold on, let me come up this
one. I can see why you're getting that herb de Provence. That's not incorrect there. It's a very specific what's kind of popping through, but yeah.
Like a lavender?
Yeah, is there a thyme?
Thyme, okay. Yeah. I'm not getting the...
Oh, yeah, it's all coming through now. Wow.
Okay, I went a little too deep. Yeah. I got to let it...
All right, so let's just talk about some of it. Obviously, a dry
it's
wine.
Gorgeous. It's a dry red wine.
What are we thinking about the acidity on it?
Let's
go through some of the basics while we're going through this, because there is a lot going on this.
I would say it's high acid.
Yes, you would say that. I mean, and it's interesting because it is, this is what I would say, it's a really beautifully integrated high acid. So when you're drinking it, you almost don't get it. But while you were doing your testing of it.
Yeah, you see my face because I'm like, whoa, that hit.
But you were doing it in a specific way to test out those, the acid.
It's got some tannin.
Yeah.
It's definitely working.
Where would you go with the tannin
as well?
Yeah.
So acid, I would say high acid.
Yep, definitely. Beautifully integrated acid though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Medium plus a high acid. I would say high tannin.
Yep. Also as well. Really great. Where would you go on the alcohol in this?
It's really, it's not like an alcohol bomb, but that could be because it's balanced and it's got some age on it.
I keep going. This we taught you in the last one. That's from the acid. And you know, acid. A lot of people don't realize it with red
and
wine.
And tannin as well. I do that from tannin too. That's why I was like, I don't do that. I do it with it. But okay, alcohol. Let me try one thing here.
You're right. It's not a flavor bomb. That's a good way to say it. Or an alcohol bomb, right? But
I mean, it's.
I'm gonna keep drinking.
It's warming, but it's not like overly. But I mean, I think the acid could be masking the alcohol.
Yeah. Where would you go with it? 13s, 14s, 15s.
I would do high 13s to low 14s.
Okay, fair enough. What's the body on it?
Medium plus.
Mm-hmm. What about the flavor intensity?
The flavor intensity is pronounced.
Absolutely.
I almost said high. It's pronounced intensity on the nose, pronounced intensity on the flavor. Oh my gosh, it's been 1 week and I've already lost my terminology.
Let's talk about some of those flavors you're getting on this.
Interestingly, it was more like secondary and tertiary on the nose, but there's a lot of fruit in this.
What kind of fruit? What are you getting on it?
I'm getting red and black fruit.
Your red is definitely connect. Tell me some of the red fruits you're getting with this, though.
Like a little cherry. Raspberry.
Go with that red cherry. You're good. Yeah.
But there's something on the back end that makes me think of, this is when I go red fruit going to black, I think of, it's not balsamic. Mm-mm. There's still a lot of oak on the nose on this.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting?
All right, so we're talking about the oak, but you're...
Plum?
Yes, beautiful. Plum. Red plum, really good. So we're talking about the oak, but we're not talking about the kind of flavors and aromas that are coming from that oak.
Vanilla. I mean...
Right, besides that.
That's the overwhelming one for me right now.
What about some of that... Do you think this is aged?
Well, it's an older wine. Mm-hmm. I think because of the garnet. It's had some things in that. I mean, a little bit of...
I love the stinkiness to it.
I don't know that I get stinkiness to it. Oh, there's a little of that...
Yeah. So
there's a little bit of like a salinity on the back from like the
What are we talking? What would you go with just right out of the bat quality on this wine?
Balance, length, intensity, complexity, I'd say it's outstanding.
Yes, you would.
I'd say it's outstanding.
So let's talk about this.
Four for four.
Well, I think
is it a single varietal or a blend?
It is a 100% single varietal.
Okay.
Where are we in the world?
Because of the fruit prominence, although the alcohol's lower. I don't get like forced. I'm not getting like.
See, I, I might want to lead you to thinking a little bit about that. That's where I was.
More old world.
Okay. I'm getting the.
Hold on.
Plus, there's that acid in there.
I just got like.
Say it.
Meat and. Like a little bit of leather.
Yeah, there we go.
Stinky leather meat. All of a sudden, I was like. That did not get that. The vanilla is so strong in mine.
I'm what like, if I like tossed out, since you're at the end of W set, what if I tossed out pipe tobacco at you? You're talking a little bit. That's sweet.
Yeah, there it is.
Savory, right?
Pipe tobacco.
That's where I'm
there you go. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, it
so when you
like
were talking about your grandmother.
Pure vanilla extract.
I thought you were going to cut. I don't know if my grandfather didn't smoke a pipe, but people in my family did. But it really reminds me of sweet pipe tobacco. You get that little bit of vanilla, but still that old, you know,
yeah.
Kind of grandpa style.
Okay. So then I'm old world.
Yeah.
I mean, the alcohol is certainly old world.
I think so.
And the taste. And Kasha says, my instructor, the fabulous Kasha White, if the nose and the taste are different, trust the taste. I'm like, that's another t-shirt.
That's another t-shirt.
So I'm like, the nose to me is
the nose,
new world. But
the nose
it
to
goes into,
new
it starts to change.
Because,
it starts to change.
Why is the nose new world? Because why?
It was like new world oak was what I was, because the vanilla was so strong, but also because of red fruit.
Okay, fair enough. Both of those things are true.
But
where's the flavor coming at you?
The flavor is coming, I like it a lot.
What would you eat with this? I think that's going to be a big hint to figure out where this is coming from.
Steak.
You can see why I was like, make me a steak, man, with
make
this.
Make me a steak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what else would you get with it? What else kind of, I mean, I don't want to say it's a winter wine. You can drink this at any time.
It is a winter wine, but like a beef bourguignon, like a French heavy stew.
What's the
kind
what's
of a
the
thing.
What's the pasta that they do with the veal, like a bolognese, not a bolognese, but you know the.
I was like, that's Italian, but yeah, like, yeah.
Like something like a boar stew.
Wild boar. Yeah, I mean, like Italian. Like I would do. Like yes, I was gonna say puttanesca sauce, like yeah. Puttanesca sauce. Like
so, that. Where do we think? Give me some countries that you think this could be from. Where are we going with this?
Single varietal. Red.
Mm-hmm. I will say that once again,
it's not a huge alcohol. I mean, it doesn't feel like a Rhone wine.
I think you're right on that. I will going to do another shout out to my Wine 101 because I literally listened to a podcast about this and I didn't quite understand it. And then lo and behold, we're tasting it. So I'm really excited to show me that podcast of this as well. I will say this is not a wine that I know that you have recently drunk.
It's not a wine that you know that I've recently drunk?
I don't know what you drink all the time.
Oh. You know that I've not recently drunk this wine.
I don't believe you have.
Okay.
Not. So, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's got like a wild boar. I mean, like a Sangiovese.
What did you just say?
A Sangiovese. It's like a Sangiovese.
Do you want to stick with that?
It seems like that got a good act. I was like... I mean, that would be a single varietal because it's...
And then where would it be from? Come on. We got you. Where would this...
Tuscany. It would be from Brunello...
D?
Like a Brunello di Montalcino.
Yes. Give me a year.
21?
20. So this is Rodolfo Cosimi. Bramante Cosimi Brunello di Montalcino 2019 Tuscany, a 100% Sangiovese Grosso Brunello.
Grosso Brunello, okay.
From the hills around Il Poggiolo in southern Montalcino. 14.5% alcohol.
Okay, so that's a beautiful,
because
it doesn't feel like that.
95 points, James Suckling. Think dried rose petals. Pipe tobacco, a hint of vanilla, crushed thyme. You definitely got the cherry, the plum, a little bit of the baking.
Italian food. I was like Italian food, Italian food. I'm like, I would serve Italian food with.
So there's this one. It says the kind of what comes out is a dry fig as it hits the air, and I got that just a so yeah. much so, okay, right? Yeah. So you got it all right. It's a high acid, high tannin, beautifully integrated, high al- not high alcohol. 14.
You get now, you're like
full body.
If you just do
flavor.
This,
yeah,
just rave it right under yours. You're like, there's the fit, there's dry fit. Yeah,
definitely.
Almost like a raisining, like a raisin, yep. like a, kind of that dry.
Cherry, spice, earthy notes, outstanding quality, beautiful fruit concentration, integrated oak. High but balanced acidity and tannin. You can drink now. You can hold it another 10 to 15 years. Look at that. I did not have a second page that you could have seen. So the soils are sandy loam with clay and abundant marly stones. Good drainage.
Good drainage.
Climate is warm Mediterranean, strong yep. diurnal range.
Yes.
2019 was an excellent...
Strong diurnal range because that allows for slow and controlled right. ripening.
Excellent balanced vintage in 2019, hand harvested,
mm-hmm.
Stainless steel, extended maceration on the skins, extended maceration. I think it has a little mallow. Oak age, 24 months.
Reds almost always have mallow.
Yeah, so. 24 months in oak, 8 months go. Bottled, minimum, yeah.
You what can, was the oak thing that you said that I didn't, that we weren't talking about? Or something about the oak, something about unique about the oak. Nailed it.
Yeah, you nailed it. Isn't this gorgeous?
It's spectacular. Yeah, and it's so, going to go great with what we're having.
With the steak. So, Mick, thank you very much for bringing this.
Thank you, Mick. That's spectacular.
This is absolutely delicious. This is what we talked about, a sense of terroir,
yes,
a sense of place.
100%.
You know, like really wild boar is kind of, I don't know why that's what I keep going to. I know people will be upset about that.
But, no, but wild boar is excellent. Yeah, and you know, I love wild yeah. boar.
But, you know, you know, what do you say? Drink where it grows.
If it grows together, it goes together.
Right. So you can you just start thinking about, oh, absolutely. We have.
I need a little bit more. I was, you know, working really hard in that yeah. tasting.
Just to be clear, we did decant this.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely needed
it some. It needed some decanting.
It needed to be decanted.
Because the tannins are high. Yeah.
It was easy, though. I mean, it's only, you know, 2019.
Oh, okay, old. Right there. Now it's all fig.
Now, we could age this. We could drink this in, they say, 2030s.
Yeah,
35. This could be put down for another 10 years. I'm really, yeah. really happy we're drinking it right now.
Though. Oh, yeah.
So, excellent. Renee, cheers to you.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers to grabbing that. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much.
This was wonderful. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right? Wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You can see why I've been holding on to
That's
this.
That's gorgeous. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is gorgeous.
It is absolutely beautiful. Yeah.